Yud Zayin Kislev, Tuesday the 5th of December, Rabbi Mordechai Yosef Karnovsky, the same Tal Umoto.
Morning. It's always a pleasure to be here to say a few words. Those that are here, those that are listening in, Yishus, organizer, the grace of Zakis Haravan Rav Dudi, and Cholakol HaKodesh. Today, the 5th of December, is the only time in Shulchan Aruch that the secular date plays an important part. Yes. Those that keep Nittelnacht. But otherwise, in Shulchan Aruch, the only time that we reckon with the secular date is here in Chutz La'aretz, also not in the whole world. In the Chutz La'aretz, where the din is that you start the Saint Tal Umoto 60 days after the Tekufa. And 6 days after the Tekufa is 4th or 5th of December. I'm not sure why Dudi, when he asked me to speak, says perhaps I should mention Adva Halacha as well. I'll say a short vort, but I gave to Saint Tal Umoto, and I think there's a lesson, there's an inspirational lesson, there's something which you can take from it as well, before we'll go on to perhaps the Chelek Agoda that there is in the Saint Tal Umoto. We know in Shulchan Aruch and Simen Kufi Yudalad, Erechaim Simen Kufi Yudalad, that if in the first 30 days after 5th of December, or in Etzor, whenever it is that you stop St. Tal Umoto, or Mashav Urach for that matter, if you're Masupik, if you've got to Sopik, whether you've said it or not, you've got to go back. Because the Teva Advarim is that person is used to saying what he's been saying till now. And over a period of 30 days, you get used to a different nusach. So there's interesting machlokes in Shulchan Aruch, the two quotes of machlokes, Maram Rottenberg and Rabbeinu Peretz. Have you got an Eitzah? There's an Eitzah perhaps, and Moshe yet today, last night, today, to say 90 times, Oruch Aleinu, Shana Zeis, Komin Yitzvos Olotevo, Sint Alamot Arroch, Vasabinim Tevecha. If you say 90 times, or for that matter, Mashavurach, Chaim Nismat Ravli, Shem Mashavurach Medagoshem, if you say that 90 times, can you be Yotza this Inyan of 30 days? Mamela the Nafkimina will be, if afterwards you'll forget, or you must super, if you forget, you forget. But if you must super whether you've said it or not, then you'll be Yotza. Chasm Sefer in Shukhut. Shabura quotes Chasm Sefer saying you have to say it 101 times. Cheshwin is especially Gavim Ashavuruach, there's more than 30 days. There's a Musaf, etc. Whatever the Cheshwin is, but upon him, the Poskim discuss about saying it 90 times. 90 times in one go. You talk about the fact if you say 45 times, it'll help. For 15 days, there's all different Shailas and Shulchan Aruch based on this idea that perhaps if I get myself used to, if I say 90 times in a row, the same time, you say, as common as also the Saint Alamota, that it's B'mokim 30 days. Maram Rottenberg says you can be Yotza, or Mamela, if afterwards you're Masupa, whether you said it or not, we can assume that you have said it, or Rabbeinu Peretz is Chay. Where does this idea come from? So the Poskim say that there's a Gemara in Bava Kanda of Chavdalet. There's a halacha of a Shei Amud, Shei Tam and Shei Amud, Pash Mishpotim. If an ox gores once, twice, or three times, for the first three times, it's a keren, and you pay chatzin ezek. No, from Baba Kama, you pay chatzin ezek. If once he's done it three times, he becomes a mud, and you have to pay nezek sholim. So the pasuk is talking about the negicha is one day, a second day, and a third day. What happens if he gores three times in one day? So the Gemara says a svara. If he spreads out the negichas over 3 days or even 3 weeks for that matter, then his chayiv becomes a mood. If he does it all in one day together, it's definitely that he becomes a mood. So you see an idea that it doesn't have to be spread out over a long period of time, even if you push it in one day, instead of being spread out over 3 days or 3 weeks, whatever it is, in some regular pattern in his negichas. Then Kim the Chesel the Kolshkin. So there's a machlekes. So Maram Rotmik says, if you find the Gabim Wood, Richek ne gechaisav chayev, kim ne gechaisav lekolshkeim, it's working like the same talamota. Or mashav urach. If you say it 90 times, then just like if it's spread over 30 days, then afterwards we say, we can assume that Mustoma he said it. So who had thing if you pack it into one day? The same thing. Or Rabbeinu Peretz says you can't compare Shetam to Shemud, you can't compare Cheshemish to Terechayim. What's it all these Sodom Achleikis? So if you look at Misosav, there's a couple of Tamim. I'll base myself on the last part of Beis Yosef, and I'll explain it the way that there's a stipulate in Kilos Yaakov, in Bava Kamma, where he says Alom Deshevot. If you look it up inside, you'll see that B'tich Ashur is the devot is there, but as I say, Echel Zib is on the way the stipulate is Masbrit. That's what I say. You can clear a Shaila, Alom Deshevot, Shaila, Tam Shemud. When it goes three times, what's pshat? Why does it become a mood now? Is it a mood because it's got itself used to doing something? It's changed its nature. It's got itself used to doing something. Well, then you can say a different thing, Anson. You can say, if it goes once, it's a mikra. You don't know what the nature of the animal is. There's some animals which are mood mitchilosim, Mishnah Bobakama, first baby Bobakama. There's some animals which are mood mitchilosim that from day one, from the first time, they've got into mood. A normal shayr only becomes a mood after three times. I'm not sure what this animal is. Is the animal a tam? Is the animal a rogel? Is it its habit to go? It's not its habit to go. You don't know. If it does it three times, it's huvra adolam afreya, that this animal is a wild animal. So in other words, there's two ways to look at it. You can either look at it that then it had a tame nature, but after three times it got itself used to doing something else, or no. Or the vat of Shemud is that if he does it three times, once is a mikra, second time is a mikra, three times is not a mikra. If it's not a mikra, then it's a similar dover. That's its nature. It's a wild nature, so it has to pay. You don't have to pay an afreya, but the ma'aser does not look on the table. When it comes to the sental motor, we're being damned. Is there such a thing of, if you do something, if you pack it in quickly, do you get a different nature? Do you get used to doing something or not? There's two tzedakim. You can either say, if it's over a long, extended period of time, you get used to doing something. For 30 days, day after day after day after day, you get used to doing something. If you pack it into one day, it doesn't mean it becomes part of your nature. So the shad is, can I learn from Shemut? Ram Rotmik says I can learn from Shemud, because just like Shemud also didn't have a Zan nature. But Lamais, if it goes three times after 3 days, within 3 days or three times, it gets a different nature. And of days of the Gemara, Kim ni Gechais of Chayev, Richet ni Gechais of Chayev, Kim ni Gechais of Lekoshkin. So you see that even if you pack something into a short space of time, that alone is enough to give it a different nature. So you can learn from here, like I have a Saint Alamota, who I didn't, if I do something, I pack it in into one day, 9 times in one day, I get a different nature. If you learn that the Yisod of Shamud is a similar dog, it's a wild animal, then you can say like this. If it goes a few times, if it goes over over extended period of time, it's a simon, it's a wild animal. If it does it 3 times in one day, it's definitely a wild animal. It's a simon, it's a wild animal. So then, but there's no raya from there, where it's something to do with Saint Alamota, which is a shail of Hegel Aloshin, getting used to doing something, whether you can still so or not. That's how the stipend is Mazwi, based on the Shikol Bez Yosef, that the Lomdus, whether you can still so Shayamud, is a Lomdus and Shayamud. The Maisa, the Is, it's Mavu and Poskim, that Ken Zayn, that there's another Nakud over here. The Nakud is, and that's why I want to furious, like upon this Chalik of the Joshua, that perhaps in our Avodas Hashem, there's also two ways to look at something. There's a famous Rambam. The Rambam says, on the Mishnah in Ovis, Hakul Firev HaMaaseh. So Rambam says, if a person has got a lot of money to give away for tzedakah, so Rambam says that he should better split it up into smaller amounts and get used to giving something. You give one off the nation in one go. So today I felt in the mood of giving. It doesn't mean I get a new nature of giving. You have to get used to putting hand into your pocket 20 times. Some people have got very short hands. The hands don't get to the bottom of their pockets. If you get used to doing it a few times, you get used to opening your lane to being sensitive to someone else. Nochamol, nochamol, nochamol. So the more you get used to doing it over an extended period of time, you change it, you can get used to different nature. On the other hand, there's another way of looking at it. If I do something one day again and again and again, it's awesome. So that you find, we can understand that even in Hergel, without studying Tzutz Sheram Wood, whether it's a Tzushtel to Sheram Wood, perhaps might depend on the Lomans what Sheram Wood is. But Mitzad the Regilus of, is Hergel Aloshen, if you pack it 90 times into one day, Ram Rottenberg says you'd get a different nature. And Rabbeinu Peretz says it's not poshut. You can't learn from Sheram Wood. And Mitzad the nature is not always muchach that you get a different nature by you get used to doing something. If you pack it into today, I threw myself into it. Was that Morgan? Morgan, that's Amish.
Sure, I'm Wood. Now it's covered after 3 times. Yeah. This is his nature.
Yeah.
But
that was the first vote that I said. The first vote that I said, that Stipe says, hit Tzeinel Hegel. So can you still touch the Sheram Wood? Depends what Sheram Wood is, yeah. I was just taking the stage further that Bemis, even in Hegel, that there might be two ways to look at it. Does it create a different nature with the fact that I pack it in one day? Right, that's the Chelik HaLocha, that was the Chelik Drush in the HaLocha. But let's concentrate on the Saint Alamota. Saint Alamota is a tefillah. There's something very interesting which the Rishonim point out. Sefer Ikrim points out. Sefer Ikrim, those that want to look up chapter and source, Maimed Daled Perek Ches, the Sefer Ikrim discusses an important point. We find a lot of Maimonides Chazal about the Hashivas of Davni for Geshem. Chazal talk about Gvuras Geshomim. It comes into the second Brach of Shemanesu, which is Gvuras. It shows the power of the Rabbein Shalom. We find the Chazal that there's certain things which are not given over to Shliach. Certain things the Rabbein Shalom looks after himself. But you find another special thing about Geshem. Everything in the Bria works with clockwork regularity. Planets and everything in the Bria is clockwork. We can know without prediction, we know that what's going to happen. Shul Lakotan set up the whole system of Moilut, and it's accurate to within a fraction of a second. Even nowadays, it didn't come out. Shul Lakotan was come out 2,000 years ago. When it comes to a solar eclipse, a lunar eclipse, we know years before and exactly what's going to happen. There's no change at all. So the Rabbein Shem set up a system into the Bria that there's a mamish clock with regularity. Rain is something no one can predict. Rain is something which the Bria needs. Chavis Havod says that you said that something which you need is more than the Bria. You need air, there's air everywhere. Virtually everywhere. There's water come out everywhere. Diamonds you don't find so much. Why? Because there are a bunch of set up on the Bria. Something which you need more, there's more of. Rain is something the whole world is dependent on rain. Without rain, the world can't exist. Without water, the world can't exist. You eat meat, the animals also have to drink something. Nothing will grow, you need fodder for the animals. You need rain for everything. You need water for everything. And nevertheless, we know that some countries suffer from drought. We know that you can't predict when it's going to rain. Why is that? So the Sefer Ikrim says that the Rabbein Shem left over for himself one thing in the Bria, which is so important, we should realize we're dependent on the Rabbein Shem. One thing was left over in the Bria, that's not clockwork. Yirmiyahu HaNavi, in Yirmiyahu chapter 8, when Yirmiyahu HaNavi gives Techocha to Klal Yisrael, he says the following words. This nation was a stubborn nation and they didn't listen. He warned them a few times. Why didn't they think to themselves that I've got to be scared of the Rabbein Shalom? How noisin Geshem Yoyer Malkish Bita, the Rabbein Shalom is the one that gives rain. The Rabbein Shem has to guard this chok of when it rains, when it doesn't rain. Why didn't they think about that? They might not think about Schavayin, but everyone thinks about Panosa. Everyone thinks about their own life. Why didn't they realize that they need rain? And rain depends on the Rabbein Shalom. So that was the final mark of a partish in Yimis Techochet Gaisol. Why aren't you worried about that? Why didn't you take that into consideration? There's an interesting piece of in the Gaon in Ateres Eliyahu in the beginning of Azayis Habrocha. He says as follows: Chazal tell us the chashivus of Geshem is doing to Tchias Hameisim, etc. But Indians, the Gaon says as follows. I'll read out a couple of lines of in the Gaon in Ateres Eliyahu. Ki ad shomim einu al piteva. The philosophers say that everything's al piteva, just like the sun shines, the sunrise and the sunset. So to avlag shomim moiden the moiden al piteva. We see sometimes it doesn't rain at all. Sometimes it rains every day. We might live in rainy countries. We might live in towns where there's a lot of rain. But where it rains, and when it rains, and how it rains, no one can predict. The fact that in the middle of the town there's a sudden downpour of rain, it doesn't help the farmer. So it's got to rain at a certain time, a certain place, a certain time of the year, and a certain place. We're totally determined on the Rabban Shlomo. We might feel it's always wet. If it's not raining out in the field, then we don't get anything out of it. Things don't grow. We're totally dependent on the Rabban Shlomo. Where's the first place in the Torah that tells us about tefillah? It's Rashi and Bereishis. V'chol siach hasod eterem yitzmach. Nothing started growing yet. The Rabban Shlomo straight during Sheis Me'abriya, everything. The Rabban Shlomo put everything into plan, but it hadn't yet started growing. So the pasuk kila hinted there was no rain. V'odomayin la'avetz adom. There was no person to till the land. So Rashi explains over there at the beginning of chapter base, what's the Hemshech HaPosuk? When there was a person, v'hiki b'tevosan shel geshomim, he realized, Omar this, palalim v'yod geshem. So the first place in Torah that we talk about tefillah is in connection with geshem. We know we have to realize what Torah on rain. We always make fun of those forecasts. You listen to news, you hear about forecasts about the weather. Englishmen, the weather, point of conversation. And we always get frustrated with them, or we know not to get frustrated. They don't know what they're talking about. That's the general mahalach. The emesis and shtemis. I'm not sticking up dafka for them. But the emesis, as they predict, and they're correct in their prediction. According to the wind, and according to the rain clouds, whatever it is, the shape, the size, which way it's heading. But they forget one thing, at the end of the day, the regiment's in charge. So the wind can be blowing in a certain direction, well, piteva, tomorrow it's going to rain. It's going to rain or not rain. But the regiment at the end of the day is going to decide, is it going to rain, is it not going to be rain. So if the regiment decides that it shouldn't be rain, or the rain should suddenly be in a different part of the country, or a different town, can sometimes have one street it rains, and the other street doesn't rain. This area it rains, and a different area it doesn't rain. The Rabbanshim is the one that decides, and we have to realize, the more we realize we're totally dependent on the Rabbanshim when it comes to rain, and rain is such an important point, that's our chiyus, Geshem. That's why we daven for rain. It's such a vital part of our existence, rain. God Yevak Shomim. Masho says that the reason why Nisuch HaMayim on Sukkot, this is our Gosh Esek about Nisuch HaMayim, the Simcha B'Samikdash Nisuch HaMayim, because the Nisuch HaMayim revolves around water, and the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah, the reason why we do Nisuch HaMayim is Baruch Gishmei Shana, that there should be a good year of rain, that it should rain the right time and place. That's why there was a zag valtik a simcha nischa maim, because the world depends on rain. Odom that was makib tivotin shel geshomim, omad vispalu. So the Saint Alamota is a way to wake us up, etzem, to realize we're davening for rain, and only tefillah can help us. Only the Rabbein Shem's in charge of rain, and we're lost without rain, and we're lost without tefillah. I said, it's a lesson, not just for things that we know we're not in charge of. It's a lesson for us to realize that we're never in charge of. We're all dependent on the Rabban Shlomo. It might look as if we can do things. That's a chelik from the nisoyin of this world. We depend on the Rabban Shlomo. So the Saint Alamota is a wake-up call to the chashivas of tefillah. It's a wake-up call to realize that we're totally dependent on the Rabban Shlomo. Daven for rain. So the Saint Talmud When we daven for rain, we realize we're totally dependent on the Rabbeinu Shlomo. There's a Gemara in Ksubas, Daf Hei Amud Aleph, that the Gemara says in Ksubas as follows, without going to the Arichos of the Gemara, G'doylim Maiset Tzadikim Yotzim Maiset Shemayim Ba'oretz. The handwork of Tzadikim, what the Tzadikim do, is stronger than Maiset Shemayim Ba'oretz, the Baruchim's action, so to speak. Dilu B'Maiset Shemayim Shtev Afyodi, it's as if the Baruchim uses one hand to do something, to set up the world. And by tzaddikim steht, by my tzaddikim steht, the double motion of koinu yodecha, their hands. So my tzaddikim seems to be more powerful. How are we going to learn Pshat in the Gemara? Because I'm trying to come to the next piece of the Gemara. So the Gemara says, G'dayin my tzaddikim, when the Rebbeinu does something, it's as if the Rebbeinu does it with one hand, and we need to use both hands. Frank the Gemara Akasha, Hashamayim esapim kvod keil, and my tzaddikim magat ha-rakiya. His handwork, his handiwork, Magid the Rakia, look at the Rakia, and you see the Rabbi Shalom. And that says, your dog, God said, my so your doi, Magid the Rakia, Hashemai Nesachim Kveid Keil, look at the heavens don't say anything, don't say anything, but the whole clockwork regularity of the Bria shows the Rabbi Shalom. Without saying, Enoim Vein Dvorim, Nishma Keilom, but look, be Mizvain in the Bria, that's what we see. Abadoshtet, my so your dog, Magid the Rakia. Emphat the Gemara, so the Gemara answers, Hochakoma, Mais Yudem Shal Tzadikim, Mimagda Rakia. The Rakia reflects the Mais Yudem Shal Tzadikim. You know what I mean? They didn't make the Rakia. The Tzadikim didn't make the Rakia. So what does it mean, Mais Yudem Shal Tzadikim, Mimagda Rakia? So the Gemara carries on the Mani Yomoto, that's Mota, rain. So Rashi says as follows, that when it rains, it must obviously be in Tefillah. So Rashi uses the Lashon as follows. Maisa tzadikim ha'idokiyah sharekiyim made alein libriya shem tzadikim shemispalam alag shomim mota yoyred. Many times there's been a drought, many gemoz and tannis, but there's another tannoyim daven for rain. So when it rains, it's a similar dover that there must have been some tzadikim that daven for rain. So maisa yod of magad ha'rokiyah, it's magad of my same shal tzadikim. Well, my new motto, the fact that the tzaddikim, that there is rain, must have obviously been that tzaddikim have davened for rain. There might have been rain anyway, but to have rain in the time and place where we need it, that requires tefillah. So the Gemara teaches on my night teaches on the Pasuk. On Masa Yodam Arnokia, me made, who's made that on tzaddikim, the kech of tzaddikim, the kech of tefillah, the Rakia, my new motto. So again, we see this idea that motto shows us the Kirch of Tefillah. Motta demonstrates to us the Kirch of Tefillah, and Motta makes us aware of the fact that we need the Rabbeinu Shalom for everything that we do in our lives. So the same Talmud Motta is made on us on the Kirch of Tefillah, and that's the first place in the Torah where Tefillah is mentioned. The Gemara beginning of Tanis discusses Tefillah when it's with Negei to Geshem, the famous Gemara Avdav Chol of Achim's with Tefillah. So Gemara Tanis that page when we're talking about Shom. What's talking about that? We got Mashiv Uruach. So we've discussed on the Chelik Halocha, the Chelik HaGodosh of Halocha, that getting used to doing something, there's two approaches. Sometimes it can be the fact that I do something consistent. I pack a tremendous amount of times on the same day, I get used to doing something. There's another way of looking at things, that if we do it over a long extended period of time, that gets used to doing something. But the main nekuda is that the same Talmota, that rain makes us aware, rain makes us aware the Kirch HaTefillah, and everyone has to agree, and everyone sees we're hopeless, we can't manage on our own, and the Rabban Shem left this over in the Bria, that we should realize that we depend on the Rabban Shem. I just want to add another point. We learn Kriya Shema, three parshas. In the second parsha, we discuss rain. V'hoyim shumei tishma mitzvayisai, v'nosatim ta'aratzchem. Yishom alchem pen yiftel v'avchem. There won't be any of it. Don't listen. There won't be any rain. The truth of the matter is, we all start off that second parsha of Kriya Shema. We have to remember that really there's two or three psukim in Parshas Ekev that precede the second Parsha of Kriya Shema. And the Pasuk says as follows, you're going to go into Eretz Yisrael. Tar Hashemayim Tishtemoyim. You're totally dependent on rain. Eretz Asher Hashem Lekecha Do Yishoysa. Eine Hashem Lekecha Bo Mereishas Hashon Ad Achashon Bo Hoyim Shomaya. That is really the Akdamah to the second parasha of Shema. The second parasha of Shema comes as a hemshech of saying that you're toiling on the Rabbein Shem for rain. And, oh, but there's another nekuda. Eretz Asher Hashem Lekecha Do Yishoysa. We're talking about the land that the Rabbein Shem focuses on. Eine Hashem Lekecha Bo Mereishas Hashon Ad Achashon. Which is this land that's Eretz Yisrael. So Chazal, Rashi quotes the Chazal, but like Kolal Tzadosh, the Rashi looks after his interest in everything. We're talking about Eretz Yisrael. Through Eretz Yisrael, there's Hashpoah in the Gantz of Bria. Eretz Hashem Shem Lekechav, the Hashpoah in the Bria is channeled through Eretz Yisrael. I said many years ago when there was a whole Atzilus Gishom in Eretz Yisrael, so we davened. So we're not just davening because our brothers over there in Eretz Yisrael are going through a difficult time. It affects us. If the Ashpoah comes to Eretz Yisrael, it can be that the economic recession in different parts of the world might be because in Eretz Yisrael there's no rain. So we're not just davening for them. The Ashpoah comes to Eretz Yisrael. Halikon Eretz Yisrael, the Rabbein Shem is Doyish Eretz Yisrael. Through Eretz Yisrael, it's Mashpil and everywhere. Mefosha Tzvila Lerm, Borech Aleinus Hashon Azez, it's Komunis Vosol Tevo. Sim Broch Apnei Adom is referring to Eretz Yisrael. V'sabeinu, there's two Nuschoi, Sabeinu Tuvecha, Sabeinu Tuvah. Tuvecha means from your good, Tuvecha, it's good. What's it? Eretz Yisrael. Like we say in Broch Achmei Shalom, this from Mituva. There's a Gvaltiga Raya, so Rabbi Kotlin Achuva brings a Raya, then there's a Brocha Havineinu, that in emergencies you can say a short Brocha of Shemoneh Esrei, and it's usually a concise version of the middle Brocha of Shemoneh Esrei, V'dashneinu Me'atzecha. So it's clear that the Brocha is we're davening for Eretz Yisrael. Ad kedei kach, weiter don't get involved in a very, I don't say controversial, but a great machlekes. People in the southern hemisphere, whether winter or summer is different to ours, when do they say Santa Lamota? They follow us, don't follow us. So there's a Truman Rosh. There's many poskim, chen shayin halacha l'maisa. One boch was just telling me now in Brazil there's no shayla because they need, even if it's their summer, but they need rain punk during the summer. It's Brazil haven't got a shayla, but Kenzim and other places have got a shayla. So the Grace Machalik said, Poskim, halacha l'maisa, what to do? The Rishayim already discussed the shayla. So some of the Rishayim said, the Rosh says you do the same as Eretz Yisrael. So Baran Kotler's Masbe, Api Drush, as these sites our rain is Ashpoah from Eretz Yisrael. Our rain depends on the rain season Eretz Yisrael because Ashpoah comes through Eretz Yisrael. So if the Ashpoah comes through Eretz Yisrael, so we have to daven when they daven in Eretz Yisrael. In Chutzal we don't daven completely. We only stop now and Eretz Yisrael starts to redesign Cheshon of Al Kaponim. Lemaisa, it's the season. So we see that even in Alocha, it bears an impact. We've got this Yisod that we have to realize that the Ashpoah of everything comes through Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Asher Hashem L'kecha Do Yishoysa. And again, we see the importance of rain. That's how the Rebbein Shem so to see, threatens us. Keep the mitzvah, you'll have rain. Don't keep the mitzvah, you won't have rain. And you're totally dependent on rain. So we see from many different angles, different places in the Torah, the chashivas of davening for Geshem, the chashivas of the Kech HaTfila. We see the importance of realizing when the Rebbein Shem in our Kabbalah's mitzvahs, the Moshe, just like Yirmiya Novi, use rain as a way of being ma'ir klal yisod to tshuva. The etzem day yisod shtek in the second parasha of Shema. If you'll do mitzvahs, so you keep the mitzvah and osatim et ha'aretz chum mitzvah yirma kishin, if not, there won't be rain. And we see from that parasha as well, the chashivas of Eretz Yisrael, davening of Eretz Yisrael, realizing that there's a makiris of ashpah, just like in the Beis HaMikdash, there was certain kelim Beis HaMikdash that were makiris of ashpah. Lechem HaPonim was a makiris of ashpah from Panosah, the Orin and the Menei was the Makir from Ashpoah from Taylor. So the Makiris of Ashpoah go through Eretz Yisrael, and that's what we should be Mechadim, as Adom HaZayis, whether you go to Mituvah, those that say Mituvah, we want the good of Eretz Yisrael, we want the Ruchnis of Eretz Yisrael, we want the Ashpoah of Eretz Yisrael, and that's got the Sotashayis of the Aloch. At a time where, as I say, it's the only bit in Shulchan Aruch that depends on the secular year. was in Chutz Loetz, to realize that's a chashivas of Tefillah, the chashivas of Eretz Yisrael, the Rabban Shem should help us, that we should be zeichet all the ashpoz of Geshem, Geshem and so on, Sfasem as Befrat, speaks about a tremendous amount in many places, in fact, in the Shemini Atzeh Shmuzen, that Motta, the minds of Teyas, the Hashpah of Motta goes on Teyah as well, but if we're conscious of the Kech of the Kech of Tefillah, and realizing how much Tefillah can help, Mimagid, the davening for Motta, that's the Mekah of Tefillah. Mimagid, the Maisi Yudom Ha'akiyah, the Maisi Devish of Tzadikim, that helps us to realize the Kech of Tzadikim, that they've davened for Geshem, realize we need the Rabban Shem, the Kech of Tefillah, and the more we realize that we're dependent on the Rabban Shem, and we daven the Rabban Shem with that Tzlocha, the Rabban Shem will give us that Tzlocha, that Geshem, the Kech of Ashpah, Baruch Nisim, the Geshem, is for uns in ganz klar, Yisrael.